There are new developments in a terrorism case that was made public earlier this week. Authorities raided several apartments in Queens, New York, and Aurora, Colorado. They're investigating a suspected plot to bomb transportation targets in New York City. FBI agents spent much of the week questioning an airport shuttle driver from the Denver area. His name is Najibullah Zazi. Zazi is supposed to return for a fourth day of questioning today. His lawyer said this was all a case of mistaken identity. Then last night came word of a possible plea agreement. And NPR's Dina Temple Raston's been following the story. Dina, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.
And what's the latest?
So two senior law enforcement officials say that Zazi admitted to getting explosives training at an al-Qaeda camp. Now, Zazi's Afghani. He moved to Queens, New York when he was a small boy. And authorities say they've been tracking him for almost a year. And by tracking, I mean not just his movements, but also his communications. They've had wiretaps up and other electronic surveillance. You know, he moved to Denver only a couple of months ago. And law enforcement sources with direct knowledge of this case say yesterday that during their discussions, Zazi was apparently willing to admit that he attended an al-Qaeda camp and had this explosives training.
So what are the implications of this latest development?
Well, Zazi's lawyer came out of the FBI headquarters late last night, and he said no plea agreement had been offered, and that's because they don't have a deal yet. But someone familiar with the discussions on Zazi's side of the table told us last night that the plea discussions are, in fact, going on. And that'd be really significant if the FBI accepts a deal, and it's significant even if they don't. It's a big development in the case, because someone who's denied everything for days may be indicating that, in fact, he was involved after all. Now, what's important to understand in all of this is that in this kind of deal-making, a lawyer actually insulates his client. In other words, the client isn't admitting to anything if the lawyer floats a scenario. So one defense attorney explained it to me this way. An attorney might say, my client doesn't admit that he was there when this particular crime was committed, but he might admit to being there when it was planned. Is that something you guys, the FBI, or whatever, find credible? And it gives the lawyer a little more information about what the authorities might have on his client. But remember, in doing this, the client hasn't admitted to anything.
Yeah.
Now, in Zazi's case, so far, all the FBI has done is question him. They haven't filed charges, they haven't arrested him, and he's been free to come and go after lengthy interviews with the Denver FBI.
Earlier this week, there was a raid on some apartment buildings in Queens and then Aurora, Colorado. Dina, remind us of what happened there.
Well, law enforcement officials have told us that the Denver FBI had been worried about Zazi after he went to Peshawar, Pakistan, a couple of months ago. Zazi said he went there to visit his wife, who lives there, and authorities actually think that he went there to get explosives training. There's a rather well-known al-Qaeda camp that does that kind of training not far from there. But soon after he got back, he decided to rent a car and drive cross-country to New York, and that happened just shortly before the anniversary of 9/11, and naturally that rattled authorities that maybe something was afoot, you know, to coincide with the anniversary. And they'd had him under surveillance. They'd been tracking his phone calls and emails, but even that seemed to send up some red flags for them because he was really careful in these kinds of communications. They'd also been watching a group of his friends, a handful of Afghans who were living in Queens, New York, and Zazi apparently stayed with them when he visited last week. So the FBI raided the apartment and a couple of others soon after he returned to Colorado.
And what'd they find there when they raided the apartment?
Well, they haven't really said what they found publicly, but we know from some of our law enforcement sources close to the case that they found 16 backpacks and a number of cell phones in the Queens searchers, and they also found a bomb-making manual and uncovered some receipts that they're following up on now. Officials told us that those receipts included the purchase of some chemicals at home improvement stores in the Denver area. So the FBI has been going from store to store trying to get surveillance videos so they can identify other possible suspects. And it's this thing about other possible suspects that's worrying authorities the most. They're concerned that there are other people out there who they don't know about who are planning something. They haven't found any bomb-making material, but clearly between receipts and backpacks and cell phones, there's some loose ends that are really worrisome. And that explains why Zazi's cooperation would be really key to any plea agreement that they might forge.
NPR's Dina Temple Raston, thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome.